Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. We are here serving the Tampa Bay area and talking about great things for people to know, from nonprofit owners, which we're going to talk to today, to business owners, to industry leaders and pioneers. The whole purpose of the show is to drop some wonderful knowledge on the greater Tampa Bay area about the great things these organizations do today. And so we got John Gill, and John is with Quest Inc. Thanks for joining us today, John.
No, thank you for having us. We're very excited to be here today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's kind of dive into, this is our featured segment on nonprofits for That Is Good to Know. So, John, regarding Quest Inc., tell us a little bit about the organization, what it does, and what do you serve here in the Tampa Bay area, and if you do, if you go beyond that.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you again for having us. We're so excited to be able to share our story. So, Quest, we're a 62-year organization founded in Orlando in 1962, came to Tampa in 1984. And what Quest does is we work with individuals with developmental disabilities. And, you know, our mission is to help people with developmental disabilities experience a full life. And developmental disability is usually acquired at birth. You know some of them, autism, Down syndrome, others, Prader-Willi, Fragile X, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and the like.
Fantastic. So this organization has been around for a long time, doing great work in the communities. As we take a look at, you know, and it's questinc.org, if you want to go to the website. We'll also put it up on our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, where you can listen to this recording anytime and find out more information about John and Quest. So, John, when you got started, or how long you've been with the organization, you're the president and CEO, and tell us a little bit about your passion and your history and maybe why you got involved.
Okay, so I've been president and CEO for 11 and a half years and had been on the board. My background is is financial, and I worked as an analyst for Darden Restaurants, which owned at the time Red Lobster, but Olive Garden, something like that, Walt Disney World, worked for Bank of America and others. And I knew the CEO, and she approached me about coming to work in a financial role. And I was kind of like, hey, I'm a for-profit guy, not a nonprofit guy. After some talking to her and my wife and others, I'm apparently here and have been doing it, have a passion for it. I have a son who is on the autism spectrum. So have a personal interest. And my main driver is that the individuals we serve are so invisible, and I have a way with words. I can be really persistent and pretty passionate about helping these individuals ascend and experience their rightful things in our society.
Fantastic. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. And we are talking with John Gill, the president and CEO of Quest Inc., who's doing some amazing things in the community to help both children and adults. John, talk to us a little bit about the programs that you have for adults.
So we have several programs for adults. We have a 25,000 square foot adult day center in Brandon. And what we do there is we work with individuals with developmental disabilities that are looking for meaningful activities and experiences. And so they come to our center. They can it kind of flows like a school. So you can go and there's art programs, financial literacy. We have a small gym. We have a cooking studio. We have a movement studio for dance and other movement. For physical experiences. We have a sensory garden. So we have all kinds of activities that help the individuals we serve experience life in many of the same ways that a typical individual does. But we also have a portion of that group that also goes out and does community service. So whether that's Meals on Wheels or things of that nature, so that they get those kinds of experiences as well. So we're trying to provide our adults with opportunities to experience the world in ways that many of us take for granted. And then we also provide behavioral support services in the community. We have a team of behavioral analysts, and they will go into group homes, into other day programs, and into other community settings to help adults with minimizing maybe some behaviors that are sometimes beyond their controls or that have been triggered by experiences in the environment.
So
kind of bring those behaviors down so that these individuals can function, you know, a little more efficiently and a little more kind of in the moment.
Yeah, you're listening to John Gill, the president and CEO of Quest, Inc., and Quest is doing some amazing things here in the community in Tampa Bay and Orlando. Are you beyond Florida or just these two locations? And then maybe talk to me a little bit about some of the success stories that you had. I know on your website at questinc.org, you can actually look at some impact stories. So would love to learn a little bit more about, you know, some work that you guys have done in the community and some success stories.
Yeah, so we operate in the Orlando metro area and in the Tampa metro area. And in the Tampa metro area, we are primarily in Hillsborough County. We have operations located in Brandon and in Tampa proper. And then in Orlando, we're in primarily Orange and Seminole County. We work with about 500 individuals in our various programs, and that's kids and adults. And in the Bay Area, regarding kids, we have a program called Quest Kids, and right now it's in Brandon. And we're looking for another location as well. And we use ABA, Applied Behavioral Analysis, which is the protocol that is used in the treatment of autism and autism therapy. And we are having great success with that. And so we're really excited about those opportunities. And then as far as successes, I mean, we have so many successes that we like to talk about. I can't really name names, but I can give you opportunity. I can give you insight into, we have an individual that, let me step back. We also operate in the Tampa region medical homes. We have 48 beds in two different facilities, and the individuals that we serve there are not verbal in a typical sense. They're not ambulatory. They require 24-hour care. But from our view of the world, everyone has something they can offer the world. Everyone can learn, and everyone can participate. Our other philosophy is the individuals we serve are not very different from us, and they want the same things that typical individuals are looking for. And so we try to meet them where they are. As far as success stories, like I said, there are so many. One that I like to talk about, we have two individuals that have come to live with us, and they both came after their families had, been in a situation of, gosh, we've taken care of these individuals as long as we could. They're either too heavy for us to lift because as parents, we are in our 60s and 70s or whatever the situation was. And so these two individuals, they live with us and in different locations. They met at our training centers, a male and a female. Mm-hmm. And over the course of interacting, fell in love and were recently married.
Wow, and, that's amazing.
It is amazing. We were fortunate. Walt Disney World gave us a honeymoon package for them. Oh. And we've had a lot of our supporters that have really made it a joyous event. And it's a great story to tell. It motivates our staff. It motivates anyone that hears that story, because these individuals that we serve, they want the same things that everyone wants. And that's what we're striving to do, to give them, the things that are guaranteed in our society that a lot of us take for granted, and that people with developmental disabilities are shut out from. And that's mm-hmm. full participation in society because it's their rights as an American citizen.
100%. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. ThatIsGoodToKnow.com. And we're talking with John Gill, the president and CEO of Quest, Inc. We'll put some information up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. Also wanted to remind you, we still have some Valspar tickets that we're giving away for the Valspar Championship coming up. And this segment is brought to you by Faithful Deliveries in Tampa. If you need something delivered same or next day, reach out to faithfuldeliveries.com. And you can also find them on our website. So you talk about, people supporting your organization. And let's talk a little bit about some of the events that you host, how one might be able to get involved with Quest, Inc., and then, a little bit about that.
So we have events, certainly in both of our markets, in the Tampa region and in the Orlando region. In the Tampa region, we have two events that are very impactful. We have an event in October. It's called Join the Quest, and it is a fundraiser and a fundraiser. It helps us to build community awareness. It has been held in Tampa proper each year, and we have great success, and it's a great entryway into experiencing our organization, learning about our organization, meeting some of our staff. Sometimes we have clients there, or the individuals we serve. And it's a 1 hour breakfast starts the day. That is typically held in October. And in February, we have an event called Toast Tampa. And it is a wine, dinner and wine event. And unfortunately, I'm guessing when this interviews, it would have already passed, but it's in February. So look forward to joining us in February of 2025. There'll be publicity and things to announce it, but it's great. If you're a wine xenophile or a wine lover, we typically have one or two vineyards that we focus. It's been at the Tampa Bay Club, wine pair dinner, four or five course meal with various wines. And then it typically starts a Friday night with either a wine school, or a wine tasting, and then the Saturday is a live auction, and it's a black tie event. But both are very powerful, and it's another way for us to spread our gospel, spread our message, and meet new supporters and friends.
Fantastic. You're listening to John Gill, President and CEO of our favorite friends here at Quest, Inc., and so diving in a little bit further on the business and operations side of the organization, what does it take to run the organization? I mean, you're the president and CEO. What's kind of your, fundraising goal for, 2024? And anything new that you guys are looking to do that you wanted to share with our community here in the greater Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Quest, we'll do this year about $38 million in revenue. And our fiscal year is July 1st through June 30th. And so as a total, we'll do, like I said, about $38 million. In the Bay Area, that will be about $19 million revenue. And it's about $15 million in payroll. And so in addition to just what we're doing to support the individuals that we serve, we are an economic engine. We employ about 250 people, and we, as you would imagine, buy lots of things and lots of medical equipment and things like that. So we are definitely part of the community, and like I said before, have been since 1984. And we are looking to this region for expansion. In the next 3 years, we are hoping to open a school somewhere in Tampa or Brandon. And we would like to open two or three more therapy centers because there's a huge need in the community as far as serving kids with autism. When I started 12 years ago, the incidences of autism something like 1 in 80 or 1 in 90. And today it's like 1 in 36, meaning that out of every 36 kids born, one of them will have some level of autism. So autism spectrum disorder is what it's called because it's on a spectrum. And so there's just a need. The last time we did an analysis, there was about a deficit of close to 18,000 hours a week in needed therapy that wasn't being covered by providers because they just didn't have the capacity. So we're hoping to provide more support for kids through schools, through autism therapy, and then residential. We have an apartment complex we built in Orlando. We opened about 6 years ago called Quest Village. It's private pay for rent and services. And we were scouting around for property before the pandemic. And unfortunately, the pandemic has shut that down. So we're going to start working on due diligence because we'd love to build a 100-unit apartment complex to provide independent living services for individuals with developmental disabilities.
That's amazing. You're listening to John Gill, the president of Quest, Inc. You know, these are some lofty goals that you have there. If someone wanted to, you know, help support the organization, and I know you have some great events in February and in October. But if they're compelled and want to donate or make a contribution, how would they do that?
There are several ways they could do that. First, they could go to www.questinc.org. And there is a donate button right on the front page, but you can certainly go further into our philanthropy page, and that will show you all the ways that you can support us. So certainly cash donations, but we are open to real estate and stock and all of the usual things that someone might have and is looking to share. So that would be great. You can also call us. You can call us at 813-423-7700, and you can ask for Bill Merchant or the philanthropy department, and Bill would be open to assisting you. And you can also call my office at 407-218-4370, and I certainly would be open to talking to you and helping an individual that would like to donate and learn more. And you can use both of those numbers if you're interested in volunteering. We have opportunities for volunteering, you know, because there's always things that we can use help with. And if you just want to learn more, you can go once again to www.questinc.org. You can call 813-423-7700. And speak to either Bill Merchant or just ask for philanthropy, or you can call 407-218-4370, and that will get you to my office.
Fantastic. We're listening to John Gill, president and CEO of Quest, Inc., doing some amazing things in the community. We'll put that information up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. And this is Jeff Stanislow, your host, reminding you that Valspar is around the corner. We got some tickets available. Go to our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. Check that out and see if you get a chance to win a couple tickets for the event. And again, this is brought to you by our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Deliveries. Dan is helping out organizations in the community do same and next day shipping, law firms, doctor's office, and all those. Call Dan or reach out to him from our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. So, John, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe some partnerships that you guys have in the community and some people that kind of help you out. I know it's, you know, as an organization, those are important to you.
Yes. You know, if we didn't have supporters and people looking to help us support these individuals, we would not get anything done. And so volunteerism, partnerships are the lifeblood of us in terms of telling our story and getting assistance. So, you know, some of the partnerships that we have in the community, Florida Medical Clinic and their Foundation of Caring. They've been great partners. The team over there, Angela Pottinger and her crew, and just their staff, they've been wonderful to us. They've provided great equipment for us. Sometimes you get something and it works out having a multiple impact. And so we've been able to put ceiling lifts into some of our locations. And what that does is it's better for our clients. We're helping them out of bed or wherever. It reduces injuries because our staff aren't lifting. And so it just has a multifaceted impact. So the team at Florida Medical Clinics has been great. Advent Health is always been a great supporter, and their crew, volunteers, and certainly financial support, and just in kind, whether it's they're coming over and they're helping us with medical related things or sprucing up one of our locations. And and so those are probably two of the more impactful volunteers. Some of the leadership organizations have sent teams over to work. Leadership Tampa and organizations like that have sent volunteers over to help as well. So we have a good cross section of individuals that have helped us, and always looking for more. So if you can open to contacting us, we're open to accepting help and finding a way to work together.
That's fantastic. It takes that support. And I was happy that Angela Pottinger actually kind of connected us for today's event. This is Jeff Stanislaw.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes, fantastic. We're listening to John Gill, president and CEO of Quest Inc., shared some great information with us today on the organization, and we'd love to support you. Again, we'll put the website questinc.org up on our website. If you want to click to it and support and find out about the great information, what have you. Kind of as we wrap up here today, John, if there's a quick like elevator conversation or an elevator pitch, if someone says, what the most important thing that you do in the community, why don't you take a minute and share that?
Well, the most important thing that we do in the community is we help individuals with developmental disabilities experience a full life. And a full life means, giving those individuals the opportunity to experience, participate in, and gain from a lot of things that we take for granted, whether that's being out in the community, whether it's going to sporting events, whether it's going to see a Bucks game or a Lightning game or going to the mall or going to church or just being, we right. help those individuals do that.
What you do in the community is important. And I think a lot of times, many of these, people who are afflicted with these types of things need a place to go. And, we're very pleased to have you on the show today, John Gill from Quest Inc., sharing great information about the organization and what it does in the Tampa and Orlando community. John, it was a pleasure having you on the call today, and we wish you all the best of luck, and here to help you support those great things that you're doing.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you for all the great work that you do, because this is great. We are so happy to have been part of it.
Wonderful. This is Jeff Stanislaw, Tampa, your host at That Is Good to Know. We hope you shared some great knowledge, and part of our mission is to give back to the community and share these great things that these organizations like Quest Inc. is doing. Until next time, have a great weekend.